Welcome to Your Ambitious Life podcast. My name is Pileka Petanakis and I'm a former struggling optician turned successful social marketer and a six-figure entrepreneur. If you're looking to uplevel your life and impact in this world while creating more time and financial freedom, you've come to the right place. My goal with this podcast is to help you see the potential in yourself so you can enjoy more of what you want to be, do, and have. Thanks for pressing play, and let's get right into it. Hello, hello. This is Pile here again with episode number 3 of Your Ambitious Life. This is actually really surreal to me that we have gotten to episode number 3 already. And you know what? I'm having so much fun with this. I really wanna gonna give a shout out to everybody that's been listening to my podcast, the episode number 1 and 2. There's been more listeners than I expected, and it's just really, really kind of firing me up and just making me feel super grateful that you guys are taking time to hang out with me. So today, I would love to talk to you guys about associations. And no, I'm not here to be talking to you about dental associations or teachers associations. None of that. I'm here to talk to you about who you associate yourself with and how it affects your life, your results, and all that good stuff. So here's the thing. I don't know if you guys have heard about Jim Rohn, but any network marketer out there clearly should know if they don't know who he is. But he has said that you're the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with. And oh my gosh, this is as true as it possibly gets. So let's talk a little bit about it. So this whole thing, it relates to the law of averages, which is sort of the theory that the result of any given situation will be the average of all outcomes. So any sort of salespeople, network marketers, entrepreneurs, kind of any successful people, they know that in order to increase your wins, you've also got to increase your losses. So when it comes to relationships, we are so greatly influenced, whether we like it or not, by those people who are the closest to us or the people who we spend the most time with or who we sort of follow on social media. I mean, today social media is such a big deal, and there's people who we naturally follow, and that counts as you spending time with them. So all of those things, they affect you. They affect your mindset and everything. They affect your way of thinking, your self-esteem, any of the decisions that you make. And of course, everybody is their own person and they live their own lives, but it's actually scientifically proven that we are more affected by our environment than we realize. So here's the thing. A lot of times I see, especially in my own business, where people are so heavily affected by their family members. I'm talking about those people that come into the business, they're so excited, and then their husband finds out and he shuts them down. Like, whether he's completely anti-MLM or he doesn't believe that the spouse is capable of anything. And so, in other words, he just starts shutting them down and really discouraging them from proceeding with a business even before they've technically started. It is so sad to see that, but I've seen it way too many times to keep quiet about it any longer. I feel like I'm so fortunate with my husband. He's somebody that would never do network marketing himself, but he's literally been the biggest cheerleader because he says that, I know whatever you put your mind to, you'll figure it out. You may not figure it out the first, second, third time or whatever. You're going to have stumbling blocks, but I know you will figure it out. So he's always been super supportive, and I'm so grateful for that because I see that that's not the case with a lot of people out there. And it's really disheartening to me. I'm just like, what the actual H is going on? Why would you not be supportive of your, you know, wife or husband who is trying to make your family's life better? Like, why would you hold them back? But that's the thing. So that's just one of the really, really tough situations that sometimes people end up in, because it's like, okay, like, how am I not gonna hang out with my spouse that's negative about the business. But there's ways for you to do that. I mean, obviously, there's going to be times of the day, unless you work together 24/7 and you like never leave each other's side, then I don't have any suggestions for you. But I find that most people, like, they have jobs or they spend some part of each day, you know, separately from each other. So if that's your spouse who is like so super negative in the beginning, when you do start getting your business going, I would say do it even, you know, don't discuss it with him. Don't tell him anything about that you're doing about the business. I mean, you can tell him that, yeah, you're doing it, but don't share any details because they're going to have all the negative, you know, things to bring up. So just don't even touch the topic, but find ways to run your business and do your income producing activities when they are not around. That's going to be your absolute best bet. And when they are around, like, just, you know, either do it quietly on your phone, but like take it out of the context, take it out of their sight so that they wouldn't put as much negativity out there towards you. Another thing that I see is your parents, your siblings. Sometimes they are like the biggest naysayers to everything. And it doesn't even have to be naysayers towards your business. They can be just the most negative people out there. Just they find something wrong with everything. There's a reason for every single thing that they couldn't possibly do because of this and that and the third thing. So some people are just naturally more negative. Sometimes it's your best friend. You'll find that they are just so toxic. Maybe there's somebody that likes to like drink and party all weekend long, every single weekend. Let me tell you, that's not gonna, you know, I don't care what people do, but if they influence their friends negatively, maybe if you're somebody that has those kinds of friends, you kind of need to distance yourself from those people. Sometimes I hear that, you know, oh my gosh, there's no way that I can stop talking to her because, you know, I grew up with her. But it's like, if her or his life goals and business goals or whatever, they don't align with yours, they are gonna hold you back. Like subconsciously, you're gonna be so influenced by it. So imagine if you are, you know, like Jim Rohn says, you're the average of five people you spend the most time with. Imagine if you're one of the five people, like you're the one that has goals and you have, you know, all this ambition and you wanna get stuff done and you wanna go somewhere with your life. And the other four are just like these negative Nellies. They watch the news, they discuss all the crap that's on TV, all the negative propaganda and whatever. Guess how that affects you? It's gonna cut your motivation. It's definitely not gonna inspire you. And you probably just feel like, whatever, by the end of the day. And you're just not gonna get to where you wanna go. But imagine if you cut those friends, you know, maybe instead of blocking them on Facebook or unfriending them, just unfollow them so you don't see their stuff. And start following people who have achieved what you want to achieve. So if you're in network marketing like myself, find those people that are super inspiring. Like they have, I don't know, become million or multi-million dollar earners. People whose attitude is like absolutely amazing and you just find that you're drawn to them. Start following those people. Set them see first on social media. So those are the people that are taking over your news feeds. That's like the number one thing that you can do. The people that you surround yourself with, as I said, like you don't have to be around them every day or frequently in person. But even what you see on social media and the books you read and the podcasts you listen, those count as the people you surround yourself with, and you can literally see your world change. Gosh, even with myself, I find that there's people that I used to communicate a lot with in the past that I don't anymore, just because every time I would talk to them, there would be all this, I don't know, negative lava flow coming all over me. And you feel like your energy is drained. Like, do you sometimes feel like you talk to somebody and they have everything wrong with them, and this hurts and that hurts, and then this went wrong and somebody died, like, I don't know what. Like, there's always something going on. You know that specific personality type, right? And when you're done talking to them, you feel like every ounce of energy has been sucked out of you. You're like physically exhausted. You're like, I think I need a coffee. I need a nap. I don't know. I need to sleep for 24 hours. That's a telltale sign that you need to cut those people out of your life. And I know this comes across so harsh. You're going to think that, oh, this Pillar girl, she's just, you know, out of line. I know that I'm not, because I have been there myself. And nowadays, I mean, I'm 4.5 years now into my current business, and I find that my social circle, it's changed completely. Like, people who I hang out now, whether it's online or in person, is completely different from the circles I used to have prior to me starting the business and starting to realize that, holy crap, like, I need to surround myself with people who can inspire me, who can drive me to do better, who can challenge me. Because, like they say, right, it's, if you are the smartest person in the room, you are in the wrong room. You need to go to a room where everybody's smarter than you. So those people will force you to up level and become better, and find, so that you can find ways to improve yourself and, you know, get some maybe personal development in and become the person who would be able to achieve the level of success that you're looking for. I hope that this is sort of making sense. You know, you probably have heard the saying that, well, they sometimes say fake it till you make it. And it's true, and I totally agree with that. But how I almost like to put it is that start pretending that you are already the person that you're looking to become. So if you want to become the top earner in your company, start dressing more like them. I mean, I'm not saying that you have to like deck out in Gucci and Louis Vuitton, although those are nice things too. But, you know, maybe take a second look in the mirror. How is your hair? If you're a lady, like, how's your makeup? If you like to wear makeup, like, do you look like somebody that would be a top earner? Like, or do you go out in, like, just, I don't know, pajamas? I've seen that. I see that in my schoolyard all the time, and it makes me wonder. It's like, what does the rest of your life look like? But anyway, you know, no judgment there, but it just makes me wonder. But so start behaving, start associating, start, you know, dressing like the person that you want to become, that the level that you're going to, how those people would show up in their life. That's like your first step. It's a huge part of manifesting, if you believe in that stuff. If you don't, you should really look into it, because it's so powerful. And that's a topic for a whole another podcast here. But here's the thing. Your associations either make or break your success. Whether you like it or not, you need to start really, really kind of dissecting and picking apart who fill your days. Like, one way you could do this is just grab a notebook and every day, like, write the date on top. And today, who are the people that you communicate with, whether in person or online, the next day, and do it for a week, do it for 2 weeks. And then you could almost put the star beside those people, put the star beside the people who are positive, who kind of have the kind of life you're striving for, or that uplift you, that support you, that always push you to do better. Put a little star beside them and see how many people out of all those people you wrote down have a little star beside them. If it's less than half, you got the problem going on. You need to get to work and fix that. So here's the thing. I mean, and it does take a little bit of almost mental toughness and self-discipline as well as you start doing those things. Because those negative people in your life, you know, they have these ways of pulling you down and dragging you down and making you feel like you're not one of those people that can achieve all that. Gosh, who do you think you are, right? You've heard those people. So here's the thing. There's always going to be those critics, but I want to give you a little bit of an insight as to why those people may be doing this to you. It's because they see you trying to up-level your life, to start doing better, start making more money, start being happier, whatever it may be. They see that you're trying to up-level your life, but those naysayers, they don't want to up-level their life. They're perfectly fine being miserable every single day. That's where they are comfortable, and they are not willing to become uncomfortable to sort of keep up with you, and they feel like they need to keep up with you. So it is the most comforting for them to drag you back down to their level so that they could keep bitching and moaning about everything and complaining what a horrible place this world is to live in. They just feel comfortable with that. But if they see that you're doing better and you start up-leveling and you know, even if you keep doing those things and you become better and better, and even then they start seeing, you know, things that are wrong with what you're doing. There's been people even, you know, I'm in network marketing, as you all know. There's been people that have never done network marketing in their life, and they're telling me that I'm doing it wrong. Me who has achieved like a six-figure success, and I am not stopping here. But it's so funny. It's like they're trying to drag me down without them even ever having done this business model before. They just heard that Aunt Mary had somebody else's cousin and their dog and the dog's neighbor. They did not succeed in that business back in 1960. And they base all their opinions on that. And it's just so funny. So you have to develop that mental toughness that they can say whatever they want. You can just smile, wish them well, turn your back and keep plugging ahead, put those blinders on and you just keep going. So you just have to have that super kind of a tight-knit circle that, you know, you really, really filter who you allow into your circle and who you don't allow in there. You don't have to say yes to everybody. You don't have to help everybody. You don't have to commiserate with people who, you know, say that everything is wrong with their life and you should be helping them and listening to them and whatever. You don't. Just trust me, you don't. So today, like, I just really wanted to take a step back, put those blinders on, evaluate your circle and who you allow in there, and make those tough decisions to cut some of those people out who do not belong there, who do not share the same vision with you, or, you know, they don't even need to share the same vision with you per se, but they need to be not negative about what you're doing. They need to, you know, they need to be behind you and they need to have your back. So here we go. If you found any value in this episode at all, I would love for you to screenshot it, put it up on your Instagram or Facebook stories. I would love to give you a shout back out, and I'll see you on the next episode. Have an amazing day. Bye, guys. Thanks for listening to Your Ambitious Life podcast. If you like this show, please leave a review for me on iTunes. Until next time.